done with the nagging and get on to the business at hand here. And the information, when I say nagging, I don't mean from me or us. I know that in some circles, there are some of you who are being told to get up, rise and shine, get to it. This is the second hour for some, first hour for others. Tuesday, the 1st of October. Is the government still operating? No. The government is now shut down. No. Wow. Senate returned the House's continuing resolution, the so-called CR, yesterday, with the cited problem being the anti-Obamacare amendments. The House then came up with a new CR adding additional amendments to delay Obamacare, and that was thrown out. It's like getting to third base. You're out! And the umpire says the clock has run out. Shutdown began. About an hour later, the House voted to add the same amendments to another CR, requested an overnight conference with the Senate. Senate's response was that they would not agree to a meeting without a clean spending bill stripped of the anti-Obamacare amendments. So, what does all this mean to you? Essential federal employees, whatever that, who is that? Anybody got any idea who? If you're an essential federal employee, please call us at 888-302-3684. You'll continue to work. 800,000 non-essential employees have now been furloughed with no idea of when they will work or get paid. So if you're one of those, first of all, there are too many of you, and that's a sad reality, but you still have a job and you ought to be paid, right? Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, goes into effect today anyway. So what a mess. Talk about shoveling against the tide. This kind of stuff brings us into focus as to how really ineffective and horrible our governmental realities are. Congress has done not what it's supposed to do, plunge the nation into a government shutdown. And so there are a number of you that are anxious, a number of you who are irritated, a number of you wonder about the health insurance markets and all that stuff. So we'll get at it. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken. Ken Kessler is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Kenny follows Twitter and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. So what are people saying? You got any government workers in there with comments?
I don't see anything from any government workers, at least yet this morning. Ruth says the Department of Justice should charge all in Congress with treasonous acts. They deserve no less, she says. Somebody named Silver and Gold says Obamacare is the end game for America. And Al says, what is all this about blame? That doesn't fix anything. It just diverts people and ignores the problem.
Well, fixing the problem and not the blame is really the way, in my estimation, that things ought to be handled, but that's just me. So there are a number of situations here. Reporting is not what, well, I suppose we are reporting in a sense. I'm going to put the pieces together here, courtesy in this hour of a lot of the programs that we monitor. I don't think we hear enough from NPR, frankly, in this world, because I think they do a good job. Kenny, I know you have to be selective in what you listen to, but I find that more and more people are listening to NPR, and it's not a bad place to get a particular attitude. We know it leans a little bit to the left, and there are other programs that lean to the right, so it gives us another perspective. Speaking of NPR, Steve Inskeep, with other reporters here at the White House, asked the president what he was willing to offer in the negotiation with House Republicans who wanted to either defund or delay the Affordable Care Act as part of their continuing resolution.
And what can you offer?
Steve, when you say, what can I offer, I shouldn't have to offer anything. They're not doing me a favor by paying for things that they have already approved for the government to do. That's part of their basic function of government. That's not doing me a favor. That's doing what the American people sent them here to do, carrying out their responsibilities. I've said consistently that I'm always happy to talk to Republicans and Democrats about how we shape a budget that is investing in things like early childhood education, rebuilding our roads and bridges, and putting people back to work, growing our economy, making sure that we've got the research and development we need to stay at the cutting edge, and that deals with some of our long-term debt issues. But we're not going to accomplish those things if one party to this conversation says that the only way that they come to the table is if they get 100% of what they want, and if they don't, they threaten to burn down the house.
All right, there's the president. What say you about this? The shutdown, first time since the winter of 1995-96, has closed national parks, museums, the Washington Mall, the U.S. Capitol, no visitors. Agencies like NASA, the Environmental Protection Agency, all shut down. People classified as essential government employees, traffic, air traffic controllers, border patrol agents, most food inspectors, those people continue to work. The law itself, health care law, insurance law, unaffected as enrollment opened up for millions of people who are shopping for medical insurance. Military will be paid under legislation signed by the president. Paychecks for other federal workers will be withheld until the impasse is broken. Federal workers told to report to their jobs for a half a day, perform only shutdown tasks like changing email greetings, closing down agencies, internet sites, that sort of thing. The Postal Service, which is self-funded, will continue to operate. The government will continue to pay Social Security benefits and Medicare, Medicaid fees to doctors. The Senate twice yesterday rejected the House-passed bills, as we heard before. So what's the scoop? 888-302-3684. Lots of opinions about all of these things from people who are following it. And, of course, your calls will be very important. I would be surprised if we get anything else discussed here during this hour of Good Day other than this. Well, the two things together, shutting down the government and the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. 14 after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery, tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
That is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston beer coming to Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details and system limitations.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
888-302-3684. Senator John McCain says we cannot win. We're discussing the nation going into a government shutdown and the implementation of Obamacare. Not the same thing. They are related in timing and in the extraordinary sense that people have that there is something that can be done about a law that's already been passed. Just don't fund it. By the way, that happens all the time. And there are these agencies that get around it. For example, the Food Safety Enhancement Act that was passed last year, no funding for that, but yet the somehow or other the boys and girls at the FDA are figuring out ways to at least not implement it necessarily, but scare everybody into talking about the rules and regulations that will take place once it goes into effect. So there's all that. Here's Talk Host Doug Kellett with former Congressman John Leboutier of New York about Senator Cruz and whether his talkathon has helped or hurt the Republicans in this circumstance.
What harm is done, John, with Cruz doing what he's been doing?
Well, do you realize he filibustered this thing in the Senate, and then he ended up voting for the thing he filibustered against? Now, what's the point of it? I mean, it would be like I'm filibustering a law that continues slavery on the principle that slavery is an evil thing. Okay, I'm filibustering it. I'm going to stand here till I drop to stop slavery. And then when I drop and they finally bring the thing up to vote on it, I vote for it. I vote for slavery. I mean, what is the point of it?
I guess what I'm thinking is that, if nothing else, he's drawn more attention to the issue here, but I know he's angered his you know, Republican colleagues. I mean,
Doug,
I thought John...
He brought attention to himself. That's what it's all about. This is a ego trip of the first degree. This is not a strategy. This is not a plan. He hasn't worked with the other Republicans other than two other guys out of 43 in the Senate and over 200 in the House. Two of them are with him. Now,
yeah, but I mean, but do we?
The rest are conservatives. Is that what that means? That only Ted Cruz is a conservative?
No, I don't think that's what it means. Although I saw Senator Coburn kind of say that. But here's what I'm thinking, John. Okay, we don't measure your principles based on how many people actually agree with you in the Senate, do we?
No, but your whole job, if you're in there, is to convince others to come along with you. That the whole point of politics is to convince people to support your side. And if you can't, we're not a dictatorship. We're a democracy where the majority rules.
888-302-3684. Nothing new there other than rubbing a little salt on the wound, throwing gas on the fire, et cetera, et cetera. The underlying spending bill that we're talking about that they wanted to pass was only going to go until November 15th. If the Senate got its way, and December 15th, if the House got its way. So continuing resolution means there is no budget. Keep spending money at the current rate. Throw some more in if you can. Your own pet projects, that kind of stuff. Is this any way to run a $3 trillion business? No, not at all. 21 after the hour. This is a good day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
By listening to the boom, that this is the beginning of The Voice last night. The first show opener was Use Me, sung by performer Ray Bordeaux. A fine wine, this fellow. Anyway, it just gives you an idea of the talent. Not bad, Kenny, huh?
No, he's not bad.
Yeah.
Nothing, a lot of these people, there's nothing that really stands out.
No, it just is. But it is, and that's why the job is hard.
Yeah.
Nothing there. That, it's okay. I can sing that if I'm working hard enough at it. Maybe I should be a contestant on The Voice. What do you think? Yeah, The Voice, they should have a contest for radio people or just people who have voices and see who has the best voice. Just conversational voice. How about we start that show?
I bet CeeLo would take you up in a second.
All right. 888-302-3684. You're going to take us up on our offer to have conversation about where we are, how anxious are you, how irritated. Does it make a difference to you whether the government is shut down or not? Barbara Walters on The View yesterday shared a list of the effect the government shutdown would have on you and other ordinary folks.
I have a little list, very short, of how it would affect us. Up to 1 million federal employees would be put on leave without pay. That's what you talked about. Drug decisions would be delayed. If you're waiting for a drug and you're waiting for the FDA, could be. The IRS won't be able to conduct audits.
Well, that's good. Good for some people.
And the federal courts could possibly close. So.
And if you're trying to get a passport, there's a lot of things that'll happen.
There's such a huge fall, just besides those people not getting a paycheck every week, but it scares people. Like the side effects for consumers, for businesses, the stock market's already falling. I think it has this chain effect that will spread across.
We don't understand it. Well, we hear the government's going to shut down. What does that mean to me?
If the government's not functioning, how will we be able to tell?
All right, so Jeff's listening to Good Day in Aberdeen, Washington. How does this affect you, Jeff? Are you scared?
Not really. You know, I think a lot of people were kind of hoping for a darker government shutdown. You know what I'm saying? Like
everything stops.
The ones that we don't want, you know.
What would be an example of that for you?
Well, for one, Homeland Security, the TSA, it's pretty known that the FDA doesn't even really look out for us anymore with everything they approve.
No, they're anti-farmer, anti those who want to make their own choices when it comes to food. They're pro big corporate interests, big farm, big ag interests.
Yeah.
Don't want to label food where it comes from. You don't know whether it's coming from China, Timbuktu. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, and it's just, it's kind of crazy nowadays with everything that's going on with what we let these people do that we appoint to represent us. Mm-hmm. It's just insane. And,
well, we don't keep our eye on them, and so they do what they want to do without really fear of recourse.
Well, yeah, and we've got all these things like, football and the new iPhone and who's got the new car, and yeah. Everybody's so focused on all this money stuff, and nobody's involved anymore. You know, personally, I'm almost 30 years old. Mm-hmm. I've called over 300 congressmen. I've dozens of senators. I've called every government agency that's got initials, and I'm not joking there. The FBI, CIA, NSA, United Nations. I've called them all, and I remind them who they work for, and if they don't do their jobs, that we will rise up eventually, and we will shut them down, and we will start over.
Eventually,
I think that's what we need.
Yeah, I do think that we need to have a revolution. Eventually is the key word there. People obviously are not upset enough. Maybe upset, but not enough. Jeff, thank you for your thoughts and input. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Live at the Academy of Music 1971 is a new release from the iconic group The Band, capturing one of their most famous live sets of their storied career. We spoke with founder and principal songwriter Robbie Robertson about it and one of their most evocative songs, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
It took me a while to write that song. I wrote the music for it, and I had a melody in mind. And once again, I thought I wanted to write something for Levon that he could really touch a nerve with, and just because, you know, we were such close friends and so close musically and family-wise and all of that, I reached into my satchel of you know, ideas and things, and I thought this idea would be something that he could do, you know, once again, in an extraordinary way, in a powerful musical way. I played it for the other guys. They had an understanding of what that album, a centerpiece of that album.
That's Robbie Robertson of The Band on a recent release, Live at the Academy of Music 1971. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Good day program. Is it a good day for you? If you don't like the government, I guess it's a good day for you. If you are employed by the government or need some of the services that will not be rendered because the government is sort of partially shut down, first time since the mid-90s. So what does this mean to you? 888-302-3684. The sort of ambiance in this hour of the program is to take both sides of the issue as much as we can find, that is tempered by radio hosts, sometimes TV hosts, the news talk issues of the day seem to be the focus, and see what we can garner for opinions and see how it squares with yours. So more calls coming up in a matter of moments. How do you feel about the House Republicans, for example? 888-302-3684. Anything stiff with the input our social media has presented to us, Kenny?
How do you mean stiff?
I mean really very strongly critical of the Republicans or Democrats or Mr. Obama. Looking at something, John McCain has been very anxious about this. The infighting over Republicans has him pretty ticked off. What do people say about that?
Well, Letitia says this is not gridlock. It's a small faction of extremists trying to repeal the 2012 elections.
Interesting. Yeah. It's the business about who spoke and the voters spoke, whether they spoke loudly enough. It's hard to get a consensus anymore. If you look at some of the opinion polls, depending on the issue, Obama's back to where he was a year ago in the 20th percentile. It depends on the issue. I think that's really and the country is so divided now. And part of that is because of our various factions. The country no longer a melting pot, it's a mosaic, this person and that group and all of their points of view. We have an experiment that has partially failed. And that's really the experience that we're having here in our country that's been going on for 200 and some odd years. It's failing because it doesn't fit, the pieces don't fit together anymore. And this is the result of it. There are factions, these people that are running the Tea Party would just soon have their own country. Cut out three or four states and let them all go there and do what they want to do. I think there would be some people that would come up with, hey, that sounds like a good idea. And then there are other people who are left of center, give them four or five states, and then what do you have? You have the beginnings of what broke up Iraq, what broke up most of the countries in Africa, what broke all these tribal influences, and then you see and when you do the about face here of looking at all of us in the mirror, that we can't get along. We don't know how to get along. We don't want to get along. You can get along if you work at it. And there's a higher consciousness
that comes about with people understanding that you can, if you choose to, put your ego aside, and that's where Ted Cruz comes in. That was the gentleman who was on the last half hour, if you didn't hear it, former congressman, who said it was all about him, Le Boutier from New York. It was all about him. He's an egomaniac. And what did the whole, I mean, it was interesting, I suppose, for a while, but this is government and it's supposed to be responsible, and it isn't. And you can see that all over. It isn't even Cruz. It's look at how they spend the money that they don't have. And they allow the president to keep goading them into spending more money and borrowing more money. And so what will happen in the next few days is many of you will see how little the government is actually necessary. Yet it will keep telling you, you got to have the government to do this, 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 and this. You don't have to have the government to do any of that stuff. But they're so inveigled in our lives, you can't get into a park without a ranger. Why? What do you need a ranger for? Walk around the park and enjoy the sights. Well, we need to control the people who are there. So you put the local police there if you're having a problem. But what do you, I mean, it's... Is there a need? No. Is it desirable? Yeah, it's nice to have park rangers around, but they don't necessarily, there's signs everywhere that tell you where to go and what the things are that you ought to look for in these various parks, right? I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. How much of it is overdone? How much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse is there just in that one little area of government alone? All right, Kenny, you were going to give us a couple more examples of what people were saying.
Oh, sure. Let's see. Cindy says, instead of pointing fingers, how about getting busy working out the problem? Mm-hmm. I see tons of comments like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what we desire. And that's back to what I was saying before. You can work out the problem if you want to. If you don't want to, if you're more important than the problem, then the problem continues. If you are not, you put yourself aside and deal with the issue. You don't focus on the blame. You focus on fixing the problem. Everybody stands down. Everybody understands. There's a whole spiritualist concept in here that's being lost in the smoke and the fog of egos. What else?
One more. Chris says that this the government shutdown is completely the responsibility of the Tea Party. They have held the government hostage.
No, it isn't. It's the responsibility of everybody. The Tea Party has gotten to where it is because there was frustration before. Those of you who are short-sighted enough to think it's all the Tea Party's fault or all one fault or another, it isn't. It's not Obama's fault. It's not the Republicans' fault, not the Democrats' fault. It's everybody's fault. And finding the fault won't fix the problem. Understanding the fault, understanding what's happened. Why did the Tea Party come into existence? Because of outrageous overspending, outrageous in many ways, actually, a lack of understanding of what's necessary versus what isn't. The whole business of fraud, corruption, and abuse that has not ever really been addressed. It gets bigger and bigger, and more of a percentage of what you pay in your tax dollar goes to all of this corruption. And that isn't something it ought to be. So the Tea Party was right. The Tea Party is right when it comes to that sort of thing. So do you have to do this in order to bring that to the surface? Do you have to bring the government to a partial shutdown for people to look at? Is there going to be a lesson there? No. The news media is so stupid and so self-focused, it doesn't get what the real problem is. So therefore, you have to figure it out on your own. And what the problem is not the Tea Party. It isn't, as I said, going through any of these individual groups. It's all about the collective, where we have gotten ourselves because of lack of action, lack of control, lack of supervision. It's like children in a sandbox. So let's listen now to a couple of talk hosts, Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall, here with financial analyst Jill Schlesinger of CBS. They are going to focus, as are all of us, on what the economic impact of the government shutdown is. Now remember, this is about money that you're paying in that goes to help businesses. Many businesses depend on government, government contracts, that sort of thing. We've become, it's crude, but I use the analogy of what I have in my barn at the dairy. All the cows that milk in have four teats. And the government has a big udder. And all these people are feeding off the teats of government. And that's why they want more, more, more. Give me more. More. We want more. So here's an analysis of that sort of thing.
What's this going to look like? Who's not going to be working tomorrow?
It's like a double whammy. Not only are you not going to be working, but you're deemed non-essential. It's like, oh, my God, really? I'm not even an essential? So it's about a third of the workforce. And, you know, what's interesting is that there's a lot of people that are affected by this. If this is just a short-term shutdown, it's not going to be a huge economic impact. It just isn't. You know, if we wake up tomorrow, the government's closed, but we're open for business on Thursday morning, okay, everyone breathe a nice sigh of relief. If this goes on for weeks, this could have a significant impact. Analysts are telling me, some guys over at Morgan Stanley just said to me that they are predicting that for every week the government is shut down, it will shave 0.15% off the nation's growth rate. You know, we're only growing by 2 or 2.5% on an annualized basis. So if we're shut down for a month and a half a percent of growth just disappears, that would be very bad.
Yeah, and do you think this will affect the Affordable Care Exchange that's supposed to be operational tomorrow?
And, you know, oddly enough, the effect is for things that are not funded. So the Affordable Care Act is a funded program of the government's, and so therefore the marketplace is open tomorrow morning. So that means that if you are somebody who is not covered by insurance, this is really important. Your company doesn't give you insurance. You're not on Medicare or Medicaid, or your kid's not on CHIP, or you don't have some COBRA coverage. If you are a U.S. citizen and you don't have insurance, you go to healthcare.gov tomorrow morning and you start shopping for insurance. You can enroll anytime starting tomorrow up until the end of the first quarter, March 31st, and it's effective for the first of the year.
All right, so what's more important here? A discussion of Obamacare and what really happens if you're confused over signing up. Maybe we ought to have a little information on that. I think we've worked the shutdown angle enough here, frankly. A lot of you are just fine with it. I don't see it. It depends on where you make your money. It depends on how connected you are to those teats of government that I was talking about. And there are a lot of people who just think that under the circumstances, we've become bloated, and we are. There's way too much, and that's what happens when. That's why they don't want us shut down, because they don't want you to see that things do go along. The only thing is, as they just pointed out, it's the amount of money the government has that spends in the private sector that gets a lot of businesses going or keeps them going, and that's what affects the gross domestic product, so-called GDP. 888-302-3684 as we continue on Good Day at 16 before the hour.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery, tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
Mm, that is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Ah.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl. You know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams three times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Bridgestone presents Famous Moments in Bridgestone Tires. Today's episode, A Lullaby.
It was a long ride home. Little Grayson was finally napping after 19 viewings of McDoodle the Scooter-Shaped Poodle when a rough road ahead sign appeared. A loud bumpy ride could have stirred little Grayson. Thankfully, his parents have Bridgestone Turanza tires, engineered for quiet, comfortable driving. So Bridgestone not only delivered performance, it kept McDoodle from delivering another.
Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. To learn more about Turanza's smooth, quiet ride, visit BridgestoneTire.com.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Ken Kessler surveying, if you will, all of the conversation. We've had enough of the government shutdown. Let's learn a little bit more about the Obamacare. I'm tired of it being called that, Kenny. It's not. It's just annoying. The whole damn thing is annoying, actually. It really is. It's all of this posturing and this BS. It isn't affordable. It's not about health care. It's about insurance. This should be called the Obama insurance bill. That's what it, or it should be called just the insurance bill, because that's what it is. It's not about health care at all. And it certainly isn't going to be affordable, because everybody's price is going to mostly go up. If you haven't got any care, excuse me, any health care at all, this helps you to pay for it because it's been allowed to get. Here's another government faux pas. All of the expenses that people see, this because there's no government oversight of what these hospitals are doing. Do we need it? No, actually. There should be more competition. The government screws it up because they're so tough on competitors. There should be all kinds of competition in health care services being provided, encouraging individuals like Ken Kronhaus to start their own shops and offer what they can offer. But no, we don't do that. We're too busy saying you can't do this and you can't do that, and the FDA approves this and the FDA approves that, yada, 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 yada. All right, so where do we go today? Let's listen to this excerpt from a show hosted by John McDonald talking to a reporter about the confusion people have over the health care, insurance care bill.
I do not look forward to it at all. I think it'll be most confusing, most unpleasant. And I wish I didn't have to go through it.
Well, you know, the naming convention is pretty interesting. You know, they started calling them exchanges,
yes.
And then within the last year or so, they changed the name to marketplace.
Which sounds so friendly, yes.
Added to the
friendly
confusion.
Marketplace.
I mean, it is, in a way, you are shopping for insurance. So you are looking at a number of different plans. And so you'll be picking amongst, in Maine, will be two companies to choose from. And with those two companies, there will be a multitude of plans to choose from. So in that sense, it's kind of like shopping.
Hmm. But, I mean, how does the average person, first of all, we're now learning on a day-to-day basis that many of the selling points for the Affordable Care Act are no longer going to be the case. You will not be able to necessarily keep your own doctor, and it won't necessarily lower your cost of insurance.
Well, that's been the subject of much debate and many studies, and I don't think anybody really knows. I mean, I've read studies both ways, and one thing to be careful of is the agenda of the person conducting the study. If they're that. If
yeah,
both folks
right.
have a certain agenda, then
yeah.
you can't really trust it.
Right.
What's adding to the confusion as well is whether or not whoever is buying the insurance on the marketplace is eligible for subsidies.
Yeah. It's more government handouts. Just unbelievable. So that's the story in this moment. We'll be back with a little bit more on this.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates.
What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of gossip about this, and I'm and separating the wheat from the chaff using a farming term. Let me dig around here for a second. A couple of email that struck my fancy, in fact, about the situation we find ourselves in, Kenny. Dear Doug, writes Melissa, I'm totally baffled while this hideous monstrosity referred to as the law of the land exists after the Supreme Court opened the door, getting rid of this. SCOTUS ruled it as a tax bill. She's talking, obviously, about the Affordable Care Act. But as such, it should have originated in the House. Since it originated in the Senate, it's unconstitutional based on its origin. John Boehner should just issue a statement rendering it null and void. Spending and tax bills must originate in the House, and that's that. They are guilty of treason for violating the Constitution, and that's that. All right, so there's that opinion from Melissa Jasper. Here's Susan Wood, who writes, you confuse me, Doug. You rant and rave about government interference in business, your farm, and yet you complain that the House is pushing to defund the Obamacare. I choke when I say Obamacare. I don't want to read that word even. Because the president will veto it. Once thousands or millions of Americans are enrolled, as of January 1st, we'll never get rid of nationalized health insurance. Do you really want this? I don't understand what you're asking. No, I don't. I don't know where you got the opinion that I was for it, Susan, at all. I don't understand your question. You might want to call to clarify it. 888-302-3684. Here's host Scott Sloan with Sherry Preston talking about the new insurance law going into effect today.
When this crap goes live at midnight, is it actually going to work?
Who knows? No, it's a great question. It really is, because we none of us know. I mean, you go on there now, and you have to wait till October 1st.
Right.
Wait till October 1st. There's a good chance with as many people who want to sign up for this thing, or I don't say want, I just are curious about it, you know,
yeah,
that it could crash. I mean, there's a very good chance of that, you know, crush of people. So we kind of have to wait, and, you know, it's going to be easy to go, first day, oh, my God, the thing doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work, you know. So give it a couple of days. Maybe it'll work. We give it a couple of months, see if it works. We give it a couple of years and see if it works.
Well, you spent a lot of time researching this. God bless you. Trying to get answers. I had a call into Hamlin County Job and Family Services here in Cincinnati. Those are the people who are going to be the mediators because every area has it. Like, hey, if you're having a problem getting on or questions, call these people.
Right.
So we reach out. I'm getting no answer back. I'm like, well, I use a back channel through somebody I know. And they're like, look, we're not going to call you back because we don't know, even we don't know what's going to happen and how this works. It's pretty scary when the people responsible for answering the questions don't have answers, Sherry.
Well, the thing is, you have to set a date, okay? You have to set a start date
for
something. And that's what they did by saying October 1st. Now, maybe they would have been smarter to say, okay, we're going to start rolling these out where you can sign up, back in August or September and do it slowly. You know, like a soft rollout, you know, when you're not quite ready. A soft launch, right, like a show's not ready to go.
Right.
So you put it on so nobody can hear it. They might have done that. That might have made more sense. Rather than, tonight at midnight, everybody signs up. Tomorrow, everybody signs up. And you know who the people who are signing up first are? The sick people. I mean, the people who haven't been able to get insurance.
Yeah, a million people who don't have the insurance are going to get in line for this thing. And so far, I've gone through the website myself, and you know, I know you have too, and it's rather easy to navigate. You know, how many people are in your family? What kind of coverage are you looking for? Do you have coverage now? And it looks like it almost knows what it's doing. And it tells you, well, just check back October 1st, and we'll tell you how much it's going to cost you. Earlier in the week, the government came out and said, well, the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, said, this is a price. It's 16% lower on average than we thought it was going to be. But again, that's not comparing to what I have now. And I think that's critical. Not that it's cheaper than they thought, but rather, Sherry Preston, is this going to be cheaper than what I have now?
Well, that's the question. And if you have insurance now through your company, okay, you know, President said all along, if you have insurance, you're going to keep your doctor. You're going to keep your same insurance plan. Okay, but I will tell you that a lot of big companies that have health insurance are looking toward the future.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to get hit, you know, with that tax in the future on what you're going to pay on health insurance premiums, which they don't have to pay now, okay? So a lot of companies are making a lot of changes to their plans as well. It's nothing to do, you know, technically with Obamacare. It does in the big picture. Recently, Aflac Insurance did a poll, asked people, are you planning to look closely at your insurance plan that you are offered now and make changes? 90% of them said, nope, I'm just going to go with the same plan I've always had before. It's, you know, it's been doing fine for me. I'm just going to keep it. And I'll tell you right now, if there's any year that you want to read the fine print, that you want to see if your deductible is going up, that you want to see if your premium's going up, that you want to see what's covered. You know, you get mammograms for free now.
Yeah.
You get, you know, your checkups for free now. A lot of blood work is done for free. But this is the year that you want to read the fine print. Yes, it's boring, and yes, it takes a lot of time out, and you have to sit and do it, but it could be really important.
This is Good Day. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.